I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. It's no secret that growing older can be, shall we say, an ambidextrous experience. On one hand, aging can be filled with a joyful mix of satisfying moments, astute insights, and exciting new challenges. And on that other hand, for many, there are the daunting physical, emotional, and spiritual challenges that can burden us during the so-called golden years, which for some aren't so golden. This week, Harry Sterling shares his wise insights about seeking and receiving genuine solace as we age.
I sit, watching the bay every day, morning and evening. Never before have I been so consistent, out at 7 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. or later. But a feral cat invited me to join her for breakfast and dinner. I believe in accepting invitations. I was troubled, and she is restoring me. I fed this tiny cat, black with a white spot on her chest, since winter 2012, but I watched her only through the window. Being feral, at the least noise, she ran. We named her Black Cat. We had a nice arrangement. I enjoyed watching, and she enjoyed the food. Summer 2015, she became pregnant, decided I was her friend, and I should stroke her. Perhaps I am one of her kittens. Her real kittens did not survive, and the next month I took her to be spayed. Now she lies on her side so I can stroke her chin and throat. She lies on my shoe while I stroke her. Stroking has evolved into wanting me to sit with her while she eats. At 7 a.m. she is waiting, looking through the glass door. I take her a bowl of food. After a few bites, she comes to look through the door, waiting for me to come out again. She will not eat unless I am with her. Imagine a tiny cat looking through the door, patiently waiting. Who could resist? So I sit, watching the bay, morning and evening, 20 to 30 minutes. She eats, wanders off, comes back for conversation, endless stroking, and wanders off again. Stroking this cat and watching the bay is restoring me. Once again, I'm in the middle of change. I'm an old guy. I have less physical strength and endurance each year. My wife's sight is limited and becoming more limited. Over the last 15 years, she created beautiful gardens around our cottage, which she can no longer maintain. An old house requires constant maintenance, so the workload is shifting. I'm gardening, doing house repairs, plus the indoor tasks that require vision. I'm selling the small sailboat that I loved. Pulling the dinghy from the water exhausted me. Watching the boat at its mooring and not having time to sail became one more burden. Black Cat invites me to join her. I sit watching the bay, absorbing my life changes. I believe she and the bay are restoring my soul.
The Reverend Dr. Harry Sterling retired in 2003 from a career conducting research in the health and human services. He and his wife have lived on the waterfront on Prudence Island since 1999. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.